Operator, I'd like to make a collect call, please. First name Bob, last name is... We had a baby, eats a boy.
Hello?
Collect call for Mr. Bob, we had a baby, eats a boy.
Sorry, wrong number.
Who's that, dear?
Bob, they had a baby. It's a boy.
Oh.
Don't cheat the phone company. Save money the legal way. Call GEICO. A 15-minute call could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to The Snow Plow Show. Here on Frank Cormation. We'll call landlords and customers. Causing massive aggravation. Was that a hobo? He is your host. He drinks for loco with his jelly and...
Hi everyone, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today is April 27th, 2015, and today's show is sponsored by Jeremy from Texas. Thanks for sponsoring the show, Jeremy. So yesterday morning, Sunday, I did a live show on the air on prankcallnation.com, mostly just because I wanted to finish up that list of homeowners association neighbors. And overall, I didn't have a whole lot of luck with the list. There were a ton of disconnected numbers this time, and a lot of people didn't pick up their phones. I thought they would all be home on Sunday. But no, the phones just rang and I got their machines, and I just gave up. I deleted the numbers. I don't want to keep doing this list forever. I'm sick of it. So the list is finished, but I got a few good calls out of it, and that's what I'm going to play on today's show. You're going to hear nothing but Homeowners Association pranks, where I pretend to be the Homeowners Association. You guys know what a homeowners association is, right? It's like if you live in a home, but you still want to be treated like a renter, you live in a nice neighborhood that has a homeowners association, and they will bitch at you about every little thing you do on your property. I've heard all kinds of nightmare stories about homeowners association over the years. Hilarious nightmare stories. And that's what these calls are about. We're trying to make everyone's worst homeowners association nightmares come true. So since we have no PLA updates or anything else like that, let's just get started. Here is the first Homeowners Association prank call.
Hello?
Hello, Judith?
Yes.
Hi, this is Kevin. I'm with True Green.
Yeah?
And, we sprayed your lawn yesterday by accident. We were actually supposed to do another lawn on your street.
I was going to say, I didn't think we had a contract with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was just a complete accident, and I'm very sorry about that. But we accidentally sprayed your lawn with grass killer.
With grass killer?
Yeah, and I'm so sorry. It's going to, I don't know if it's started yet, but your lawn's going to turn yellow, and all the grass is going to basically fall out.
Let me get my husband. We're about to put our house on the market.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's kind of industrial strength. It's going to kill the trees and bushes and everything.
Hang on a second. I really need to get my husband talking to you.
Okay.
We just put new trees in. We just put new shrubs in.
Oh, well, at least
we're about to put our house on the market.
At least they're new. You know, they're not like old things that would be a tragedy to lose.
No, you're not making me feel better. Hang on a moment.
Okay, well, don't freak out. I'm just trying to explain and apologize.
Hello.
Hello. This is Dave from True Green. Is this Mr.?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah. Here.
Yes.
I just needed.
Hello?
I just needed to let you know that we accidentally sprayed your lawn yesterday.
Okay.
And, yeah, I just wanted to apologize for that. We were supposed to do a neighbor's address, and they gave us the wrong address by accident.
All right. Now, what'd you spray it with?
It was grass. It was industrial strength grass killer.
I think you need to get your butt out here, and we're going to have to see about getting the lawn reseeded and everything, because we're trying to sell our house.
Oh, yeah, she told me about that. Yeah, there's no reseeding at this point, because it's industrial strength. Like, nothing is ever going to grow on that lawn again. You're going to have to dig up all the dirt out of the lawn and put...
You're going to do it.
Can you tell that lady to be quiet, because we're talking?
I'm hanging up.
Relax.
Now.
Okay, because, you know, it's hard to hear when she's just interrupting all the time.
I just interrupted once, and I'm hanging up now.
Yeah, please do.
My wife is just a little bit pissed.
Why?
And I'm not real happy about it.
Yeah, well, it's not our fault. The neighbor, they put the wrong address down on their form.
Well, hey, you're responsible. You sprayed it. And your responsibility is to make sure you've got the right address. Now, if you've killed our lawn, you're going to fix it.
Has it started turning yellow yet?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
What address did you spray?
60 Court.
That's it.
Yep. And so she said you just have new trees. That's good. We're not going to be killing any 50-year-old trees or anything.
Well, we've got new trees in place, and so anyway, what I need is your name and how to contact you.
Okay, yeah, this is Dave Newman.
All right, hang on a second.
Okay.
Yeah, get a pencil and paper.
Yeah, but you're going to need to get somebody out there to get all of the dirt out of your lawn. About one, they're going to have to dig down about a foot into the ground and get all the dirt out.
Oh, joy.
Nothing's ever going to grow there again in that dirt. Cause it's.
What about the trees that we just planted?
Oh, those are going to die.
All right, Dave.
Dave Newman.
Newman. Okay, what's your phone number?
882-882-61.
Okay. Well, when can you get somebody out here?
Oh, it's not our fault. We're not doing it because it's the
neighbors. Who's going to do it? I'm sure as hell not going to pay for this.
Maybe your neighbor, because they're the ones that put the wrong
address
down.
No, you people sprayed it. You're responsible, and I'm contacting my attorney this morning.
What do you mean by you people?
This afternoon.
That's racist.
Huh?
What do you mean by you people?
Your company is responsible.
Not really, because they put the wrong address down.
Hey, you sprayed it. You killed it.
Okay.
You're going to replace it.
You don't have to be a dick, all right? Because I'm just letting you know. I'm just apologizing.
Hey, you can apologize all you want, but we're talking big, big bucks.
Not my bucks. Hey, I heard a dog in the background.
In that case, we'll see you in court.
Well, wait, do you have a dog? I need to let you know you shouldn't let the dog touch the lawn.
We have two dogs.
Oh, don't let them on the lawn.
All right.
Because, you know, that's really bad for them, especially now because all the poison is on top of the lawn and it's slowly sinking down into the dirt.
All right, so you just killed all of the landscaping in my front yard and you're claiming that you're not responsible.
Yes, and you may want to, like if the dogs have been out on the lawn, you may want to wash their paws and stuff. Or if they've rolled around.
Did you spray in back?
Yeah, entire lawn.
In back as
yes.
well as the front?
Yeah, the entire lawn. Can you see it turning yellow yet? Like, is the grass turning yellow and drying
up? No, it is not turning yellow.
Okay, yeah, within a day or two, it's grass should be dead.
Okay, you're with True Green.
Yes, sir. How much are you selling your house for?
That's not your business.
Well, maybe it is, because maybe I'll buy it, you know, I'll give you.
May have to buy it.
I'll give you $50,000 for it.
You aren't even. That won't even begin to pay for the front yard, babe.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to pay top dollar for a house that has a dead lawn.
Either am I. So that's why I guess I'm going to see you in court.
$50,000 cash. Can we do cash?
Hey. $50,000 cash doesn't even begin to pay for this house.
Okay. Well, it will if you have a
$500,000.
If you have a shitty lawn,
then we're talking some money.
Oh, no one's going to pay $500,000 if you have a dead lawn that nothing will grow on.
Exactly, and that's why you're going to pay for it.
No, that's why I'm offering a discounted price of $50,000.
You aren't discounting any price. You're going to pay full top dollar.
I do real estate on the side, and I know you're not, your house isn't worth $500,000 if the lawn's dead.
Then you don't know court.
There
isn't a house on court that goes for under $500,000.
I know, but your house isn't worth that much with the lawn and the shape it's in.
Because you're going to pay for a new lawn.
I'm not paying for shit.
Well, like I said, we'll let the attorneys figure this one out because I'm going to sue your fucking ass.
We have a contract that has your address on it, so it's your neighbor's fault.
Hey, you wrote the contract. You wrote the address wrong. You're going to pay for
it. No, the neighbor wrote the address wrong. It's their fault.
Well, I don't care who wrote the address wrong. It's not my responsibility. Somebody's going to be responsible, you or the neighbor.
I remember your house, and it's ugly anyway. Like, who's going to, even with a good lawn, who's going to pay that much for it? It's an ugly house.
You don't know shit. Sorry.
I know your house is ugly. I wish I could have kept talking to that lady. She was a lot more fun.
Oh.
Hello, Mr.
Yes.
Hey, I'm the producer from the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show on FM 100.3.
Well, you guys are going to have a lawsuit against you.
Why?
With your Skippy and Dippy show.
Why do you say that? You're really into these lawsuits, aren't you?
Hey.
Why are you...
I'm not going to play games with you.
Okay, well, I just wanted to let you know we were just kidding around about your lawn.
Yeah, I know you're kidding around.
It's just a radio prank.
I'll take your ass to court, and we'll see who plays games in the future.
I need to get your permission to air the prank.
This is old lady. Please leave a message.
Aww. That was so fucking cute. Your message was so fucking cute. Oh my god, I can't get over how fucking cute that was. They'll love that message, which has their local homeowners association caller ID on it.
Photography, may I help you?
Hi, is this Thomas?
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is Roy from the homeowners association.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed to let you know about a problem.
Okay.
We've been having, I don't know if you've heard, we've had problems with the sewage pipes stopping up around here?
No, I haven't heard that.
Okay, yeah, it's affecting the whole neighborhood. And we've been putting sensors in all of the sewage pipes, and we finally traced it to your house.
To my house?
Yeah. We're going to have to charge you a fine for clogging up all the plumbing.
I don't understand.
Well, you know, like, to be blunt, you're taking really huge shits, apparently, and you need to do something about that. Like, maybe change your diet, because it's clogging up the plumbing for the whole neighborhood. It's backing up pipes.
What kind of joke is this?
This isn't a joke, sir.
Mm. Well, if it's not a joke, put it in writing and let me know.
Okay, well...
Thank you.
Maybe you could change your diet?
Yeah, goodbye.
Maybe? You think? God, Olga, your idea sucks. Just hung right up on me. I think I should try that one again, though. I think I could do better on that one. Just kidding, Olga. It's the best idea ever.
Hello?
Hi, is calling for Mary?
She's not here, man. She's calling.
This is Roy from the Homeowners Association. Is this Mary's husband?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. I just need to let you know of a problem we were having. You've heard about all the sewage backup problems we've had in the neighborhood lately?
Yes, I have.
Okay, yeah, we've been putting sensors in the pipes, and we've traced it directly to your location.
Oh?
So, it looks like all of the backup has been, the things that have been backing up the sewage pipes have been coming from your house.
Oh? What does that mean?
Well, I don't know how to put this, but... Basically, I guess you're just taking really huge dumps.
What?
And I'm not kidding around. I know that sounds weird, but maybe you could change your diet or something. It's just like, but someone in that house is clogging up the pipes for the whole neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
And if you could just do something about it. Mr. First.
Okay.
Mr. First. Mr. First here in the office says that maybe you could re-eat your shit a second time for better digestion like birds do.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm serious though. Something's got to be done. We've put sensors in the pipes and we know it's coming from your place.
Okay, we'll take a look at it then.
You'll take a look at what?
Figuring it out.
Okay, what are you going to do about it? How are you?
Not sure. I'll let you know.
You going to change what you eat? Maybe eat more salads or something?
Yeah, thanks.
Become a vegetarian? Maybe no one's going to believe this. I don't know.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mr.
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I just needed to find out if maybe you have a spare bedroom in your home that you're not using.
Oh, why would you need to know that?
Well, we're gonna need to use your home as a temporary base camp for surveillance of some of your neighbors. We're just gonna need to use one of the rooms. Maybe you can.
And what's your name?
Maybe you could clear out a guest room or something. This is Roy Jardel.
Well, I don't have a guest room. But what homeowners association is this? Okay. Well, I'm sorry, I don't have a spare room.
Okay,
we just have three bedrooms, and we've got two children, a boy and a girl, so they're all occupied.
Well, maybe you could, let them share a room for maybe just the rest of the year while we do the surveillance.
I got to tell you, this is very strange. Why isn't this coming through the police?
Well, it's not a police matter. We're just surveilling the neighbors to see if they're, we're pretty sure they're breaking some of the rules of the Homeowners Association.
Are you kidding me? You're talking about surveilling neighbors for homeowner association rules?
Yeah, it's something...
I got to tell you, this is really irregular. I used to work for a crime lab, and I got to tell you, I'm very uncomfortable right now.
Well, it's not that irregular. We do this kind of stuff all the time. We just... The neighbors are up to no good. It's not illegal, but it's against the rules of their agreement with us.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm going to deny that your ability to do that here at our house, because I have some real serious reservations about it, and I'm afraid I will have to check the legality on this before I'd even accept that.
You can't deny it. Like, I command you to let us use your house. We need a front-facing window so we can surveil some of the neighbors.
Well, I'll tell you what. Before you command me anything, I'm calling the police. We're going to find out about this for sure.
Oh, this is not a police matter, sir. This is.
I don't care. It will be a police matter. Don't you dare try and command me in my own house. The Bill of Rights grants me some rights, you know.
But you've signed an agreement with the Homeowners Association, and I command you to have
not
your,
to allow you to
have
do.
Your kids bunk together.
No, no, no. I'm calling the police right now. I'm sorry. I'm calling the police. We're going to find out about this right now.
Maybe you can put one of your kids in the garage.
You know what? Maybe I can shove one up your ass.
That's pedophilia.
That is really out of line. I'll be talking to the board of directors as well. This is something. Your name was Roy what?
Are you telling me you're into pedophilia? You're talking about putting your kids up my ass? That's gross.
Oh, I'll tell you, you are whacked.
You said it, not me. I'm going to call the police on him. That's a sick, sick man. So holy crap, first. That was a good one. That was a good idea. Thanks for that.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs.
Speaking.
Hello, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, we just needed to find out if you might have an extra bedroom, like, that's available there.
That's a very odd question.
Oh, I know. We don't usually ask this, but... Yeah, do you have any extra rooms there? An extra bedroom or a den or something?
I don't want to answer.
Well, we're gonna need to use it for just a couple months. We need to use it for surveillance of one of the other neighbors. Aw. I should just say that my mother is coming into town and she needs a place to stay. My bedrooms are all taken up. I have 5 kids. What am I supposed to do? I'll call that lady back and I'll tell her what Cool Rob says. We're gonna increase her fees.
Hello.
Hello, Mr.
He's not here right now. Can I take a message?
Well, whoever that lady was, she hung up on me, and we're going to increase her homeowners association fees by 50% for not cooperating.
Okay, that's great. Who are you really?
Because she's being kind of a jerk, you know. We're just trying to do our job here, and she just hung right up on us.
Okay, who is this speaking?
My name is Roy Jardel.
Okay.
And just let her know, 50% raise from now on.
Yeah, right. Who is this really? You can't just raise rates, idiot. I mean, who is this?
We can do whatever we want. We're the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
Roy, you call back, I'm going to hunt you down.
No, you're not. You pussy. Can't hunt anyone down.
Okay.
Yep, that's all you can say is okay, because you know it's true.
big man, big tough guy. Hang up now. Hang up the phone. Don't make me come there and suck your dick. All right, he wins. I hung up. He's definitely the bigger man. I'm scared now.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Benson?
No, it isn't.
Oh, is she available?
No. May I take a message?
Well, I'm calling from the Homeowners Association. This is Roy. I just needed to talk to the head of the household.
Hi, Roy. Well, this is Rebecca. Can I help you?
Oh, who are you? Do you live there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We just needed to find out if you have an extra bedroom available. Starting next weekend.
Why?
Oh, we're just going to need to use it for a couple weeks.
No.
How many bedrooms does your house have there?
We have 12 bedrooms.
I don't believe that. I'm serious, man. We need to use one of your bedrooms. It's for surveillance of one of the other neighbors. They're breaking breaking some of the rules from the Homeowners Association.
Right.
And we have to use your bedroom. It's in your agreement that we can use your bedrooms when we want to.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well, I'll see if we can get one of the 12 cleaned up so we can help you out.
All right. Well, hurry the fuck up because we need it by next weekend.
Okay. Anything else I can do for you?
Nope, that's it.
Okay.
Give Elaine hugs and kisses from me.
I will.
Sensual kisses.
Sensual ones?
Yeah, and long, uncomfortable hugs.
Well, you know, that's a daily occurrence in our house, so.
Okay, just making sure.
I'll tell her to back away from the dog so that I can get in there and give her a hug and a kiss.
Okay, makes sense. All right, bye.
Bye.
At least I brightened up one person's day. You know, when doing this live show yesterday, the one thing that everyone in the chat room kept complaining about was that I wasn't playing voicemails. They really missed the voicemails, and they wanted to hear the voicemails. And I felt really bad for depriving the listeners of hearing the voicemails. But at least they get to hear the voicemails on the podcast version. So at least there's that, everyone. So here you go. I'm going to play some voicemails, because that's the best part of the show.
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria. I just came up with a really good idea.
I take that back.
You need to start doing those Comcast complainers again. That was fantastic.
Thanks.
Anyway, when you look at those complaints, what if you were to do this? Look at the people who aren't complaining. The people who are actually, like, being nice or, you know, saying nice things. Just call them, like, hey, why are you sitting on like,
oh, we're losing Gloria.
You're, like, the nice, just talk with them.
Okay, we can't even understand you because you're going under a freeway overpass or something. Step out of your Faraday cage, Gloria. I would prank the Comcast customers who leave nice messages, but there aren't any. Look at the Comcast page. 100% complainers. All right, maybe I'm exaggerating. It's seriously, it's like 95% complaining. And it's hard enough to find someone's phone number there that's complaining. Like, for every 10 or 20 complainers I find, I can only get the phone number, the working phone number for one. And since there's such a tiny amount of people who are being nice and complimenting Comcast, I think it'd be unlikely that I'd find anyone in there that has a number I can call. So that's why I don't call the nice people. I would give that a try if there were more of them. But it's Comcast, so there's not.
Hey, Roy. My name's Ulises, and I just came across your show on YouTube. I think it's pretty freaking awesome.
Yay.
Every night before I go to bed, I tune in, and I know it's a good night when you post a new show and whatnot. I just want to say keep up the good work. And I'll talk to you later.
Yes, sir.
Bye, Roy.
Bye. It's about time someone new finds me. Speaking of that, everyone, you need to share these shows with everyone. Everyone you know, bug the shit out of your friends on Facebook and Twitter and everything. You know, just share the crap out of it because we need more listeners. We need new listeners. I'm sick of you listeners. I want to replace you all with new listeners. So if you could all just do me a favor and share the show everywhere you possibly can, post them on Reddit. Make sure it's a good show. Make sure it's not a crappy show. Or better yet, go to the main YouTube channel youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, and pick your favorite prank and share that. Because, damn it, we don't have enough listeners. I'm not happy with the amount of listeners I have right now. It needs to go way, way up. And it's all your fault that that's not happening, because you're not sharing the show enough. Except for Laugh Track Matt. Laugh Track Matt shares all of the shows. But I order everyone to share as much as you possibly can. Share all of the PLA content that you come across. Do not listen without sharing first. Please. Pretty please.
Brand, this is Frederick. You need to make more shows, because I have nothing to do here during the day, waiting for your next one to come out. Brad, I'm asking quite politely, you need to make more shows.
I'm trying. How many shows have you shared, Frederick? I bet you none. It's all your fault that I can't make more shows. I blame everyone but myself.
You should definitely do more of your underground shit with your echo. I love it. I want to hear more of it. Just fucking do it, bro.
Okay, more underground calls with the echo. If more people would have answered on these Homeowners Association, I probably would have gotten around to doing that, because people in the chat room were asking for that, and I was in the perfect type of neighborhood for that. So I do agree, the best kind of wacky shit happens when I'm underground in the tunnels. And the good news is that somebody, I forget who, but I saw it in the prank request folder, somebody sent me another big list. It's a PDF of Homeowners Association people. I don't know how many. I haven't looked at the list yet. Hopefully it's a lot, though. But it looks like I will be doing more homeowners pranks soon. And maybe I can do the tunnels thing. Get some old ladies to jump up and down and sing nursery rhymes for me, like that one time.
Hey, Brad. I'm calling into the show for the first time. I just wanted to say I love the show. I found the Phone Losers a while back, but I didn't know it was the Phone Losers. It was a YouTube video that's pretty popular from that What's Your Bid show, where you did the cactus thing, which that could apply to pretty much everything.
That guy that has the entire What's Your Bid thing on YouTube, and it's really popular. Tons of people have watched it, but he doesn't link back to the Phone Losers. What a jerk.
You guys ever do. Love the show, and keep up the great work. I have a joke, because that seems to be the thing that people do. There are two fish in a tank, and one turns to the other, says, "How do I drive this thing?" It was a great joke. Love the show. Bye-bye.
That was amazing. It wasn't a phone joke, though. It has to be a phone joke. Not to complain or anything. It was a funny joke. I had to mute because I was laughing so much. Speaking of jokes, though, here's a voicemail from Olga. Wait, no. I'm not saying that Olga's a joke. I'm just saying that she's the one that started this whole joke thing. So let's see if she has a joke to tell us.
Hey, Brad, it's Olga. So my girlfriend and I, well, me, actually, I had the best idea ever for, like, making fun of...
Quit giving her credit when she doesn't deserve it. You both know it's just you with the good ideas.
Desperate men.
Tell her to get back in the kitchen.
For, like, making fun of desperate men. And our idea, well, my idea, is to, make another voicemail line and have some girl, like, leave a voicemail message or, you know...
An outgoing
so that they can
message.
Call in. And anytime somebody gets hit on, some woman probably gets hit on, she can give the person hitting on her that number. And
like the rejection hotline, except that we'll pick up the calls.
They leave a message. They can just leave, you know, this other voicemail line a message. And you can, like, collect all of these hilarious messages from people, thinking they're just leaving some girl... that they are interested in, you know, their message. I think it's a great idea.
Best idea
so,
ever.
Yeah, do that. Bye.
Yeah, I'll get right on that so that all five of my female listeners can give out that phone number when guys ask for their phone number. Or I could just figure out I could forward the rejection hotline to my voicemail. I'll just steal all of their calls. That's not illegal, right? I think that's more than enough voicemails for now. So now's the part of the show where I go to noveltyansweringmachine.com and see what kind of wacky answering machine messages come up. You know, that part of the show that I always do all of the time. So here it goes. Let's play the first one. Oh, crap. voicemail?
Hi, this is Britney Spears, and sometimes my friend can't come to the phone, and this is one of those times. So leave a message at the beep, and baby, they'll call you back one more time. And thanks for calling.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
I don't know what to think of that one.
Darling, don't say anything suspicious. I think we're being tapped.
Wow. That's hilarious. Get
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no one's tapping us. Just leave your message at the beep.
Okay, that's more than enough answering machine messages for me for the rest of the year. The main reason I'm doing that, though, playing messages from NovelTyAnsweringMachine.com, is because the guy that runs it, Matthew Furman, he asked if I could ask my listeners to take pictures of payphones and send them to him, because he is starting a payphone museum on his website. So if any of you listeners happen to know of any payphones in your area, go snap a picture of them and then email them to payphones@furmannet.net. FURMANNET.net. It's always good to put the word net in your URL right before a .net. Reminds me of paul.com.com. Oh, and also tell him the city and state that the payphone is from. I'll put a link to his payphone museum in the show notes. It's already pretty big, but I guess he wants it to have, you know, just tons and tons of payphones on there. I sent him a link to all the payphones in my town that I took pictures of a few years ago, right before they all disappeared. So hopefully he'll have a bunch of my old payphones up there soon on his site. But that is everyone's homework assignment for tonight. Go take a picture of a payphone and email it to payphones@furmannet.net. I only have one last call to a homeowners association neighbor, but I kind of feel like I've saved the best for last, because I really, really like this one. It's kind of long, but it's these weird hippie people who talk about the earth a lot. I wish this call had happened a week ago, back when it was Earth Day. It would have been perfect. Would have been topical. But here's the last Homeowners Association prank call, where I don't mention the Homeowners Association one single time.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs.
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave from True Green. And I just needed...
From where?
From True Green, the lawn chemical company.
Uh-huh.
And we sprayed your lawn yesterday.
I certainly hope not.
Oh, no, we did. It was an accident. We were supposed to do the neighbors. They put the wrong address down on the form.
I'm incredulous. You happen to get a woman who is completely, like, completely and utterly adamant about, I buy organic food. I realize that my neighbors spray their lawn. Mm-hmm. So the mistake you made really matters to this human being.
Okay. Well, here's the
problem.
Yeah,
I mean, that probably sounds really ridiculous to you
based on what you do.
But I have animals. Tell me what, because I obviously don't do that. So,
Well, the thing we sprayed on the lawn, they were getting rid of their lawn to plant a new type of lawn. So we sprayed grass killer on there. It's like an industrial strength grass killer.
So you just killed my grass?
Yeah, well, it's not yet, but it's by within the next couple days, it should start turning yellow and falling out.
My husband needs to get... it's just... Life is really strange, isn't it? Because mm-hmm. you could have picked a number of people who wouldn't have been... Because I'm not just upset because my grass is going to die. That's one thing. But you just poisoned my lawn.
Yeah, well, it's so you can put a new lawn in. But the thing is, it's industrial strength that's going to kill all the...
And is it going to hurt my animals?
Oh, I don't know. Who knows? We're more into lawn stuff, but... No,
excuse me?
It
really matters to me whether my animals are going to be hurt. I need to get my husband on the other end of the line.
Well, the shrubs are definitely going to die, though, because it's industrial...
Which shrubs?
Or any shrubs or whatever, trees that you have.
Well, what kind of responsibility are you taking for the fact that you just poisoned my lawn?
I'm just apologizing. But the neighbors put the wrong address on the form.
Which neighbors?
A few houses down.
They just poisoned our lawn yesterday.
Who did?
You came to 60...
Yeah, 68... Court.
When did this happen?
It was very early in the morning. It was still a little dark out, I think.
No, they really did. You should pick the phone up, sweetie.
What's he listening to there in the background?
Hello?
Jack Johnson.
Oh, it's very mellow.
Who is on the phone?
This is the guy who's telling us they calm down because he already knows.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
The neighbor, somebody was going to come. Our lawn is about to die.
No, she's exaggerating, ma'am, sir.
Oh, now I'm exaggerating. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I
didn't know you were still on the phone, ma'am.
Yeah, my husband is too. So tell us what you'd like to tell us.
Oh, well, it's just that we sprayed the wrong lawn. We were supposed to do a few houses down. And
okay, so what does that mean?
Rob, could you turn the music off? Because it's really hard
yeah.
to hear.
And also, it's shitty. It's not even good music.
Wow, I can't believe you're even...
But you know, buddy, you're a guy that just put, you're offending me for the music I'm playing. Buddy, I think you just crossed the line.
I'm sorry.
So what is it that you've done?
I didn't know you were still, listening. I didn't know you were still listening. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm listening. So what's going on and how can we rectify this?
Well, it's industrial strength lawn killer, so it's going to kill the shrubbery and the trees and grass and everything.
Good. You did.
So in our front yard?
The front and back.
And are you thinking that, you know, we spent 13
years... Wait, when did you do this?
That was very early in the morning, yesterday morning.
Okay, so thank you for calling. But how are we going to fix this? Because I have beautiful trees. I have trees that you can't replace for under a good 1,000 plus.
And trees that we've had for years. So what, you mean all of our trees are going to die?
Well, the big ones might make it, because they're stronger.
I mean, really, do you understand? You're talking to people who buy organic food. We spend thousands of more every year for organic food, and you're acting like we shouldn't be upset because you just poisoned our lawn.
It's not my fault you guys are weird and do weird organic stuff.
Hey, listen, can I have your name,
please?
Is
this a joke?
No, of course not, ma'am. My name is Dave.
Okay, I want your name and your company.
That's a rude thing to say to me.
I'm with True Green. My name is Dave Newman.
Okay, hold on a minute. And your name is David?
No, Dave, not David.
Dave? And your last name is what?
Newman. N-U-M-A-N. But it's not my fault. It's the neighbor's fault. They put the wrong address on the form.
I don't care.
I beg your pardon.
I don't care, buddy. What is your phone number?
But are you the boss, Dave? Are you the boss of the company?
Oh, no. I just drive the truck.
Okay. And what is the company planning on doing for us because you've just done something egregious?
Probably nothing because of your attitude.
Excuse me. You poisoned my lawn.
But it's not.
And then you're telling me it's not your fault that you poisoned my lawn.
You aren't taking, David, you're not taking responsibility for finding the wrong house.
I'm just apologizing and letting you know. Also, you're going to need to dig up all the dirt out of your lawn because the poison goes down nearly a...
I know you're going to need to fix what you did.
No, you're going to need to do it.
Okay, sweetie, that's enough. We've had enough with this person. We'll call a lawyer, and we'll get you taken care of that way, David.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I want to know who owns the company and who I should call.
The owner of the
and
company...
I would like to know the neighbor that you contracted with.
Oh, we can't give out personal information like that. You could be identity thieves or something. We can't just give out personal information.
You can give me my neighbor. He's my neighbor. I can go talk to my neighbor.
Well, we don't know.
And why did it say... when it came up. Do you live here or something, too?
Oh, we live in the area.
Are you my neighbor and you're treating me like this?
We live in the area, yes.
And you're calling me a weirdo because I don't want to poison the earth. You know what, buddy?
Oh, the
I
earth
need to
doesn't
know
care.
Also there are lots of True Greens.
Everyone poisons the earth.
Who owns this company?
You want to know who owns the company?
I would like to know who to
who
call.
Who are you? Who's your supervisor?
Who do you work for?
That's WKPI 100.3, the Gerbil, the radio station. You've just been butt slammed on the Skippy and Dippy morning show.
Funny guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we didn't.
Because I think you're an asshole.
We didn't poison your
because
lawn.
Because I'm. It matters to me about things.
Ma'am,
like
please don't say asshole.
And you're a butt slam.
We're gonna
did
be...
you fucking poison my lawn or not? I hope.
No.
Yeah, I hope I'm still on the
Thea,
air.
Thea. Everything.
Whatever. Did you poison my lawn?
If you
or
curse,
not?
If you curse on the air, we'll send you a fine.
Okay. All right, Dave. Funny guy. You got us. You win. This isn't April Fool's, though. All right. We do care about our yard. We do not do all things natural.
We'll see.
And because we care about the earth,
Yeah.
And we want her to survive.
I'm completely with you.
We are, so...
So we do have your permission.
Your joke is funny, but you got me all worked up, buddy.
Yeah, but now you can enjoy the rest of the day knowing that your lawn is fine.
Funny guy.
So basically, I did you a favor.
True. And you even gave a... Yeah, okay. We got. So do we get a prize out of this, David?
Yeah, we're going to send you a free treatment of True Green for your lawn.
We don't want True Green.
A year of service.
No, we don't want that. That just poisoned the yard. We don't really want that, man. Give me something else.
No, that's all you get. That's a True Green promotion is what this is.
Great. All right. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks for giving me permission to air this on the air tomorrow morning.
Wait. We didn't give you permission.
Oh, no, we're gonna edit all your words together so it sounds like you gave us permission.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't, man.
Creative
editing.
I don't
give you permission. Listen, man, you can't do that, okay?
Oh, we're going to.
You can't do that.
Be listening to 100.3, the morning show tomorrow. The Skippy.
100.3.
Yep.
I will listen, maybe not tomorrow, but I...
Hold on. Absolutely no.
Hey, can you tell that lady to shut the fuck up?
No, she didn't. She just said, please, she's just, listen, man, you can't put this on the air.
Okay.
We don't approve it. I'm a citizen. My free speech says no to your free speech.
Well, that's not how free speech works. Come on.
I say no to you. You can't publish something that I don't give you permission for.
But I'm a wacky morning DJ. I'm a loose cannon. They can't control me with their rules, man.
Well, I understand that because I, too, come from a loose cannon perspective, but I'm also someone who's into publishing, and you can't do something that I don't give you permission for.
You would only approve it if I gave you something, like a prize or something.
No, I'm not going to give you. I don't. No, I was like...
You can't do that.
Oh, I have someone here tell me I can't do that.
No.
Anyway, you can't. I don't really want anything. You slammed us. You got us good. Really got upset with you.
We butt slammed
and
you.
And that stinks.
Yeah,
you called the wrong people.
But what do you mean the wrong people? Are you really important?
Other people may have just said, you know, no, we don't want
what they would say?
Things to die.
No, of course not.
Dave, you can't put us on the air.
You should be happy, though.
You
should
wouldn't.
Be super happy that your lawn's not dead now. Like, you know, 10 minutes ago you had a dead lawn, but now you don't. It's like a gift.
It doesn't really matter, man.
I've given you
it
a gift.
It was the fact that I would be embarrassed to hear myself ranting and raving on the radio.
Oh,
you
we'll,
know what
we'll,
I mean?
We'll beep out your name.
It'd be kind of like... It's not cool.
Well, I know it's not, but we'll edit out your name. We'll beep it out.
It doesn't matter. You don't have permission.
Are you just embarrassed you were listening to that music when I called?
No, I wasn't. I like that music.
Were you meditating?
No, I wasn't. But what were you doing before you finally just called? Were you chuckling and thinking, oh, we're going to really slam those people?
Yeah, we couldn't wait. And your neighbor,
you
they're the one.
Couldn't wait, huh?
Yeah, they gave us your phone number, and they said, oh, these people are so uptight and dumb, and they like the earth and stuff.
Yeah, we are.
You should
too.
Really get them
we're
good.
We're not dumb. We're not dumb. We're uptight. We're Easterners, and we're uptight.
It's your neighbor saying that, not me.
It's what?
It was your neighbor saying that, not me.
What, you mean you were calling someone else?
No, your neighbor, they're the ones that called us and said, hey, you should prank my neighbors.
No, they didn't, man.
Yeah.
No, that's bullshit. No, they didn't. So, anyway, yeah, I tell you, we're uptight, absolutely, and I really don't want to be heard on air.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Do you have your word, Dave?
What? No, I'm definitely going to play it. It's going to be hilarious. Tomorrow morning, we start at 6 a.m., it'll probably be played right around 9 on 100.3. It's
going
to be great.
I don't know how to stop this, but I really would really appreciate it if you wouldn't do it.
Okay, we won't. For real. Wink, wink.
You're an asshole.
Thank you. I love that end part. That was great. That'll be the clip that I stick on the end of this show. You're an asshole. Wow, screw the homeowners association pranks. I should just do these True Green pranks in this neighborhood. These people take their lawns very seriously. I'm probably going to get sued for that one, because, stupid me, I keep telling everyone I'm with the Skippy and Dippy show. It's only a matter of time before some guy like that, that's really into lawsuits and everything, decides to Google the Skippy and Dippy show, and it leads him right back to me, and he listens to the show, and he hears the call, and I get sued. I can't wait for that to happen. Once again, thanks a lot for sending me this big list of homeowners association people. The list was a lot of fun, even though, you know, a lot of them, they were disconnected numbers and they didn't answer. Not that I'm complaining. It's my own fault that I didn't hold on to the list and save the ones that didn't answer. That's all my fault. But, you know, the ones that answered, those were pretty amazing. I really enjoyed talking to those people and brightening up their days and giving them the gift of not having a lawn that's dead, where they're going to have to spend thousands and thousands, apparently $20,000 or $30,000, to fix their lawns. It makes me so happy to be able to give people gifts like that. And I think that last guy, he understood what a gift that was. So you're welcome, last guy. Please don't sue me. I could end the show right now, right here. I think it's long enough. It's 45, 46 minutes. But I was looking on YouTube for some reason, or no, somebody commented on an old video a couple days ago. It was the one with the Pauly Shore cruise line. You remember that lady that was just laughing hysterically throughout the entire prank? And I just happened to notice that that call was posted exactly 1 year ago, just this past weekend. So I'm going to replay that, the entire call. I'm not going to play the first part where I talked to her mother. I'm just going to start with the hilarious girl that we talked to. And I'm going to play that entire prank. It's about 10 minutes long, and you will all enjoy it, damn it. So here, enjoy this old call from exactly 1 year ago. I can't believe this is only a year old. It seems much longer than that.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from the Carnival Cruise Lines. Your mother called earlier to add a ticket.
Yeah.
And it looks like we don't have an extra, like, we don't have a room next to theirs. You're going to have a room in a different part of the ship.
Okay.
Yep, you're going to be in the boiler room.
That doesn't sound good.
You're just like your mother. You just giggle all the time.
In the boiler room.
Yeah, the boiler room.
So what happens there?
That's where your room is. That's where, like, the help stays, typically. And we're going to have you, like, shovel coal. You're gonna be shoveling coal into the furnace.
My biceps are good, so I can, like, turn some levers and...
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to pull big levers and shovel coal.
That sounds rough. Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm free then, because I'll be working.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, just four or 5 hours a day. Why is this so funny to you? How high are you right now?
When someone called you and told you that you'd be in the boiler room, I mean, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
We
had a room for you, but the celebrity is taking it. We have to give them first choice on the rooms. Even though you were there first.
Wow. That doesn't seem fair.
So, yeah, it sucks, but they're celebrities. What can you do?
Just because they're, like, in a certain pay grade?
Yeah, pretty much. Rough. Well, it's just they have a lot of pull because they're, you know, it's like a Hollywood actor. And it's Pauly Shore.
Okay, well, so what do I need to do?
Award-winning actor of Biodome.
And room taker.
Room taker.
Let's add that, too. Room usurper extraordinaire.
Yeah, and the courtroom... Remember the courtroom drama he was in? And then that hilarious call...
Riveting! Yeah. Riveting!
Yeah, that
I
was...
I mean, really.
He won three Emmys for that. And then the college one? Remember he went to college?
Oh, I can't.
So we're downgrading your ticket to coal slave.
I can earn my keep. I can do pretty good.
Good.
You know?
Yeah.
I might not be the strongest, but, I mean, I sure have a lot of spunk.
Hey, remember when Pauly Shore went into the Army? Remember when he went in the Army? In the Army now!
I hope I get to meet you. This is awesome.
Oh, no, you won't meet me. I'm just in the reservation department.
I won't, you know? But I just said I have to say, extend that. I wish I would.
But you are one. You're going to be one floor below Pauly Shore, so you can, like, bang on the ceiling with a broom. Like, bang on the ceiling.
Ruin, I hate you! Do you know what it's like down here? I'm really hot!
Yeah. And, like, because he's gonna be banging
models. Maybe give him some new material.
He'll be banging models for all 7 days. I'm not trying to be crazy. I'm just saying, you know.
Oh my goodness!
So when you're laying in your bed and you can hear him up there banging models, just remember the movie Son-in-Law as he's banging.
Oh no! Oh gosh! Ooh, okay.
Okay, great.
All right, I'm back.
Well, okay,
I'm
back. I just wanted to get all that settled. I've already talked to your mother, and she's fine with it.
Okay. Oh, and I the whole time I thought she cared.
Hey, do your cell phone does your cell phone work on a cruise? Or does it just depend on?
I don't know. I've never been on one.
Okay.
This is my first one. This is my first time as a coal slave. First time on a cruise ship. I mean, it's a whole lot of new.
Has your mother been on cruises before?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So she would know. No, I was just curious. I've never been on a cruise. I just work in the call center. Can I ask you a question? What was your favorite part of Biodome?
What? Is there a favorite part? When it ended.
That's my favorite part. Wow.
Oh,
so what's your name?
My name is Rebecca Gixever.
Oh, okay. Your mom didn't even tell me your name. She's such an idiot.
Oh, wow. I know. Yeah, all this care. Just to the wind.
Yeah. Well, it's been great talking to you. I'm glad you're so good. You're okay with this.
What choice do I have?
Yeah, really. I mean, it's just 4 hours a day that you got to shovel coal.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay, yeah. Thank you for just, like, laughing hysterically at me for 10 minutes straight.
Oh, man. Well, okay.
Okay, well, I hope you have a good cruise. Like, where does it go to?
Okay. I'll do my best.
Okay, yeah. Enjoy the Caribbean.
Will there be some sort of performance review when I'm done?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can just go on Yelp or whatever. Or Google reviews or... There's a comment card next to your bed, but they don't get used as much.
It'll probably be pretty sooty, so I don't know how well that'll work, but I'll try.
Yeah, that's true. Well, okay. Hey, I hope you don't get, like, you know, taken by the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to bring that up right now?
Yeah.
After all of this?
Well, you know what happens on 35% of our cruises is people get sucked.
You're just a bastion and bulwark of joy and happiness.
Yeah. Well, no, I just wanted to, like, full disclosure, You could... you could get sucked into the Bermuda Triangle.
I could.
And never come home. Ever.
Wow.
Ever again.
This is so good. This is so good. Yep. Well, I'm glad all this happened. This is nice.
Yeah. Well, enjoy your cruise.
Okay, will do.
All right. Okay. If you don't get sucked into the Bermuda Triangle, I'll call you back for a customer survey.
Okay, next week. Thank you.
Okay, bye. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to that lady laugh hysterically for 10 minutes straight as much as I did. I just listened to the entire thing again. It's the coolest lady ever. And I guess if you want to hear the entire call, I'll go ahead and put a link to it in the show notes, because there's like an extra 3 minutes on the beginning where I talked to her mother also. And I think that was a funny part as well. I don't really remember. I haven't listened to that part in a while. I only like the lady that laughs hysterically, nonstop. It's like having a laugh track to my prank calls. I know I'm funny when I'm talking to that lady. That's going to be the end of this show, which is sponsored by Jeremy from Texas. Thank you, Jeremy, for sponsoring the show. If any of you would like to support the show, you can go to phonelosers.com/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers. And you can support the show there to make more shows happen and more things happen with Phone Losers, hopefully someday. I appreciate the support from all of you who've been supporting the show for the past year. And damn it, we need to just like triple the listenership of this show. And that way I'll be able to do this full time. And I can do 30 shows a week. So seriously, share this show. Go into the show notes, get that Pauly Shore prank and share that. And then find other pranks on the Phone Losers channel and share them on Reddit and FARC and your Facebook and your Twitter, Tumblr, everything. Seriously, just keep sharing PLA stuff until all of your friends defriend you because they're so sick of your spam. That's how much you need to be sharing things. All right, thanks everyone for listening, and I will see you hopefully again this week in a couple days or so.
I sprinkle a verse by adding words, rhyme over them in a verse with lines, and I'ma hit them a terse rhyme, and then I'ma split them in half, dealing my wrath, venturing through parts of the south, so dirty, you wanna be given a bath, you live in a pathological lie to deny that I'm nice, and the truth hurts, ow, wearing a blue shirt, the best buy for the price, ticket, six guys, this live and nice on a mic, so don't diss us because we're fly, get sick and try, but it's like, I'm not a slice of these MC bastards, leaving an East fraction, needing every piece of their teeth recrafted, so don't front, cause I see past it, you're harmless, like Wolverines and Mantic and claws when they're retracted, if a scene's backlit, a scene's static, a recap it, don't be patterns to keep rapping, a leech battle, a dream shatter for 3 nanoseconds. Damn, count your paces. One step to tone deaf, you're gone in 60 seconds like Nicholas Cage.
I'll leave you with basics. What? There's no need for complexity to be beside myself. I need God next to me. Just kidding. I'm partially bullshitting. Only time I take a loss, pussies, when I lose kittens. I pitch it past ya, no matter who's hitting. I don't capsize boats, but I got crews flipping. You catch it, the message needs analyzation. Stepping your boys will be pouring alcoholic libations. I'm too sick, you do this. I'll puzzle you, doofus. Fuck wrestling. Stretch you into a physical move. It'll take more than stick a rearrangement to change it. His language is so strange, how do we contain it? You can't just paint this up upon the canvas. Gotta get the mental picture to begin to understand this. So anticipate defeat, the lead chances. Get your head speared on lances, do it burial dances.
I'm getting body language, speech impediments. Each other threat causes confident cats to stutter step. Cut a reputation down to size too raw for porn overdubs. Plate of leftovers, eat some warmed over thugs. A jaded wordsmith bleeding ghostwriters. Pens dry, getting on the rapper's nerves. Corroding dendrites when my thoughts connect. You oughta step away fast. Seems I gave cats, hey, that's the way they make tracks. Forget a scare, I'm not generous, kid. Spit society of near men intended in lids. Independent is sick, and this is just a quick reminder. If you lust to pick a cipher, then I'll bust your quick to Rikers. All expenses paid, no questions asked. I'll get open in the cut to leave your flesh a gash. Can't relax, man, the last time I took a breather, I got brought up on murder charges. Start the crooked
fever. Hey, yo, I'm not the fella to riff with. I'm so nice, Mr. Rogers, sued my ass for copyright infringement. Roll with henchmen that will switch heads from wannabe thugs to 24-7 bitch kids hopping my shit list. Producting camp bastards wanting jiggy beats for some whack rappers. Switch my style, you trying to play. My beats are maraud your ass any time of day. Like who's bigger those chick. Whenever you do shit, people see you and holla. That's one huge bitch. When the LP rolls out, the source will be forced to make the quotables a 3-page fold out. No doubt, I'm fed up with this whack shit. Bombing the next kid wearing Abercrombie and bitch. And any jiggy rapper acting fly on the radio's getting pulled out of rotation like a Firestone radio.
The hip-hop scene I fat in. Not even my winner.
this belt, keep my jeans from sagging. It seems I'm bragging, but fiends been nagging for my next release. I apply all my expertise and make them extra pleased. Even get to fix the piece, I'm making it brother Phillips. All I do is independent like double helix. Selling out? Well, I hope that you're not. But how else could you afford all this hope that you drop? You can't fuck with me, yo kid, look. Taking me out in a small feat. You ain't Bigfoot. You should know who the heck you're facing. Cause my reputation leaves no room for speculation. Now battle, is that what you wanna do? What kind of a man are you? I bet you sit on the urinal too. And that is proven to you. They got a lot to tell us. Yeah. Them got your heart skipping beats like acapellas.
I'm a cryptic author, writing poems on tombstones. Self-titled, the nigga you couldn't bring home. I'm at the crib with your bitch giving me slow head. Split you up in more pieces than when Jesus broke bread. My click is raw, be prepared when you meet us. Kill an unborn baby and you still couldn't defeat us. Ooh. I don't battle with rhymes, I'd rather battle with nines. Instead of using my mind, I'd rather shatter your spine. The closest you ever came to a punchline was waiting for refreshments at the prom in 89. I'm super crafty, super nasty, super raspy. Fucking bitches with super ass cheeks. You fucking faggots don't know what raw speech is. I beat a bitch until her whole body turned to cleavage. I'm hyperactive, so I drink decaffeinated. My left jab is fatal, leave the cats decapitated.
You're an asshole.
Thank you.